I don't think closing the doors counts as being.
Okay, Ben. Good to see you. All right.
So let's begin.
Okay. So the I'm going to share the screen and we're going to discuss how Chazal viewed basically different locations, and Chazal went out of their way to speak about the significance of certain locations in the Torah when Yosef is sent to his brother. So we're going to read some of these psukim, and we're going to see how Chazal view some of these locations. So again, and unmute yourself when you want to make a comment. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis, it says Vayelchu Echav Liros Etzon Aviam Bishchem. So the brothers now go to, and that's an interesting phrase also, Liros Etzon Avihem. I guess to, well, it says here to pasture their father's flock at Shechem. Okay, where are the brothers now? By the way, where's the family? Where's the family now? Yeah, someone? Where's the family now? Someone want to unmute and tell me where the family is?
Were they in Shechem?
But where in Canaan? I know, but where? Canaan's a big place. No, they were not in Shechem. No, they're not. No, they went to go to Shechem. Where are they now? Where are they now? Right? So where were they? Okay, so we have to go back to Perek Lamed Hey. Well, I'll tell you. If you go back to Perek Lamed Hey, right, because Perek Lamed Vav, the end of Vayishlach, is all about Esav. In Perek Lamed Hey, so Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayavo Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv Mamre Kiras Arba Hi Chevron, Asher Garsham Avram Yitzchak. So Yaakov returns to Chevron. Again, there's no evidence that he goes anywhere else. So it seems, then the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin, after we do a short break with Esav, so it seems they're in Chevron, and they go all the way to find the graze with their sheep in Shechem. Now, does that seem like a normal place where they would go?
Not at all.
Why not, Evan?
If they just 11 years ago, 10 years ago, they destroyed Shechem.
You raise a great point. I want to get an even more basic point, but we're going to get to your point in a second. So first of all, Shechem's interesting because they had just, picked a battle with the mafia in Shechem a number of years back. And Yaakov was nervous about, you know, if they get attacked by all the people from Shechem from last week's Parsha. But on a very simple level, that's certainly going to come into play, and Chazal have what to say about that, Evan. But on a very simple level, I'm living in Chevron, right, with my sheep. Am I going to go all the way to Shechem? It's very far away. It's very strange that the brothers should want to graze, Dad, can I go out? Can I go to the store? Yeah, where's the store? Yeah, I need to go to Jersey to go to the store. I'll be back in 5 hours. Like, you know, there's a store right here locally in Oceanside. Why are you going all the way to Jersey for a store? Obviously, you have something else in mind. I mean, that's what's going on here.
Chevron is also the place of their unity, family unity.
Yeah, right. See, okay.
So Chevron might be a place where they want to go to plot their future, and they wanted to...
No, they're in Chevron now. Wait, you're saying Shechem or Chevron?
Shechem, because Shechem was where they showed family unity, where they stood up to Shechem, so therefore the brothers may have felt they're unified when they go to that place, because they were unified there. They wanted to deal with another problem that they had now. So that was a place where they felt that they were unified as the tribes, where they could deal with any kind of situation.
So why did they go there, though? In other words, again, so they didn't go for their sheep. They went for some other reason.
What made them go there? But I mean,
I'm trying to say, there's why did they go? There obviously there's significance to Shechem. I agree with you. There might be a time. Well, we're gonna see a Chazal view Shechem. But the question is, like, I want to know Pashup Shad. Why are they going so far away?
Well, maybe continuum.
Yeah.
Maybe because after the people were killed in Shechem, so the it was a good place to farm because their animals weren't eating up the.
Okay. Oh, so it's far away.
So it's
okay.
A good place to bring the cattle. To,
okay.
To raise there.
Okay. So
what?
Yeah, Yaakov owned some property there also. Yeah. Yaakov owned property. It had historical significance, like what Herbie said, and also Evans points out that they had some history in Shechem. So we have to, and Judah also pointed out, so we have to go through that a bit. So we'll get back to Shechem in a bit. So they go to Shechem. They're going far away to graze with their sheep. Vayomer Yisrael, back to Lamed Zayin Yigimel. Vayomer Yisrael Yosef, Elo Achecha Roi B'Shechem. Where aren't your brothers grazing in Shechem? Lecha veshlach aleihem, go and I will send you to them. Vayomer lo hineni, Yosef, okay, I'll go, okay, fine. Now vayomer lo, and Yaakov said to him, lech nor re'eh shlom achecha. So see how they're doing. Veshlom atzot, how the sheep are doing. Vashivei devar and return to me. Vayishlacheu me'emek chavron v'yavoshchema. So now he sends him from the valley of Chevron. So we're gonna first focus, even though it's the second place you come across. Let's first focus on the valley of Chevron. So Rashi is bothered by this. Why is Rashi bothered by this?
Because Chevron is a valley.
Right, right. So Rashi says, Valo Chevron Bahar. But wait a second, isn't Chevron in a mountain? Chevron is not in a... Chevron is not in a valley. Shenemar v'yalu b'negev v'yavo atchem. Because we know in Parsha Shlach when the Meraglim come to Shechem, go to Chevron. It says they went up in the south and they came to Chevron. So therefore, Chazal Rashi, you know, citing a midrashic interpretation, citing the Bereishis Rabba, he thinks it's the Amek is something else is going on here. Ela me'etza muka shel oso tzadik, from the profound piece of advice that God gave to the tzadik who's kavur bechevron, that God gave to the tzadik who is buried in Chevron. And who's that tzadik? That is Avram Avinu. And l'kayim ha'shenemar l'Avram ben Absarim ki ger yezaracha. So what's Rashi telling us about by saying the word Me'emek Chevron? What's he really saying? That this is part of some grand plan. That in other words, when Hashem told Avram about what's going to happen to his descendants, so the unfolding of history is about to come now. In other words, when the Torah is saying the word Me'emek Chevron, this word, this coded word Me'emek, because again, Chevron is not in the valley, but it's so something's going on here. This is part of the unfolding of history. Now Rashi never lived in Eretz Yisrael, so how does Rashi know that there's no valley in Chevron? So he probably got it from the Midrash. The Midrash says that Vayishlacheu, this is Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Mem Dalet Siman Yud Gimel, says Vayishlacheu me'em Chevron v'alo in Chevron nitna ela bahar. Right, so they asked the question. The Midrash says, "I thought, it's Chevron is only in the mountain." Amar Ravacha holach lashlim is also eitz amukash. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu beidov ben chaver hanaah shahaya kavur bechevron avada v'idu also. So Rashi gets his interpretation from the Midrash. You could say that I think some biblical scholars. I read an article where he said that some say that again, there's the city of Chevron, and there's also like the nearby valley called Wadi in Ein Sader, Wadi Chevron. It could be that Yaakov Avinu lived to the west of the hill of one of these, you know, wadis. And in other words, it might not have been. It could be Pashup Shat. It could be that Yaakov did live in Chevron proper, but he lived in the valley. Rav Meidan from the Gush, who is like one of the greatest, you know, Parshanim, who's living today. So when he reads the story, so he says, in their view, Yosef was sent from Yaakov's home in the Chevron Valley. You know, now that he says, it seems that he was sent from the Chevron Valley, but maybe the reason why Rashi understands this in a deeper fashion, in a midrashic fashion, not according to Pashup Shat, is because the Torah chooses not to use the more commonly accepted name of Elone Mamre. In other words, where Avram lived, he lived in Elone Mamre, and in fact, where I showed you before in Perek Lamed Hey, it said that he went to Elone Mamre. So why is it called the Emek Chevron? So maybe the message is that now this is part of what's going on now is part of the Hashem's divine plan. Also, the Valley of the Chevron is the location of the Maras HaMachpelah. So this is obviously a very dangerous journey for Yosef. And maybe Yaakov was aware, like it's interesting what Yaakov was thinking at this time, right? In other words, I don't know if you ever thought about this, like is Yaakov nervous? Is he not nervous? Again, you know, where does Yaakov send Yosef? Maybe if the Emek Chevron is Maras HaMachpelah, so Yaakov sends him to do what, you think? What would Yaakov be sending Yosef to do? In other words, what did Kalev do when he went to Chevron?
He's with his brothers, maybe.
What?
He wanted to see what's there. He wanted to spy it out.
No, but what did Rashi say? Rav Meidan suggests that maybe this Emek Chevron reflects that, again, Yaakov obviously, if Yaakov had known that his brothers wanted to sell him or kill him, then I think, you know, they obviously, that's too much, you know, that he wouldn't have sent them. But maybe he was a little concerned, so he sends them to Davin, to go to Emek Chevron, to Davin first. Again, so when we, the lashon of Emek Chevron instead of Elone Mamre, It could mean one of three things. It could either mean, again, Pashup Shat, the valley, a neighboring area in Chevron. It could mean, like Rashi is saying, the depths, the profound advice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram, who is buried in Chevron. In other words, this is the unfolding of history. It's about to begin, the Bris Ben Sarv of him going down to Egypt. Or maybe Emek Chevron is sort of a message that first stop off by the Maras HaMachpelah and Davin, so you'll be successful in dealing with your brothers. Sorry, Evan, you had a comment?
They were in Hebron. They went from Hebron to Shechem.
No.
Yaakov had
to... No, what I'm saying is maybe Yaakov is telling Yosef, before you go down to see the brothers, just stop off and Davin at that. This is what Rabbi Meidan suggests, to stop off and Davin by the Maras HaMachpelah before you deal with your brothers. And I'm just saying, this is similar to what Kalev does, right? According to Rashi, by the Meraglim, he also davens.
Okay? Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
What is it? He expects him to go to his brothers, relatives, b'shom achayim, and come back and report, go back and forth this dangerous journey.
Again,
Yaakov wants a report.
Right. So why is right? So why is Yaakov?
Why would he send him out?
Right.
So it has to come back the same route that he went there. That's taking 5 to 10 days.
Oh, I don't know how long it takes. Why do you assume from Hebron to Shechem it takes 5 days?
No, I'm just saying, and he expects him to come back, right?
I understand. Yeah. Again, what I'm suggesting is the fault, not me. What Ramadan's suggesting is the following, that Yaakov is a little concerned, so he wants Yosef to stop off and daven before he goes. Right. What did Yaakov do right before? Before he flees from Esav, what does he do? And he realizes he davens. He didn't realize this, but he was in a holy place davening before he leaves his house, going on a dangerous journey. So now Yosef is going on a journey that might not be the safest. So therefore, he says, you know, maybe stop off and daven by, for Chusavos, maybe. Okay. So that's the Chevron piece. Now. Now the Shechem piece, again, So here's I'm sorry.
I just wanted to mention that I wonder if anybody else comments on it, but Emek Chevron could just as well be Omek, if you have referring to Avram. So it's from the depth that something Amek we see as a physical place, but Omek is the depth of it. So could be referring to.
Well, I think that's Rashi saying ha'etsa ha'amuka. I think that's the depth. I think that's Rashi, Eva. I think it's Rashi. Maybe I wasn't clear. Okay. I think El Ravacha holach lahashlim osa ha'etsa ha'amuka. So I think that's Omek. So I think exactly it's not Amek, but it's Omek. I think that's Rashi.
Right.
So if you look, so I apologize if I didn't make that clear. So Shechem, right? So why are the brothers whose father's house is in Hebron, why are they going to Shechem? Okay? So Radak says, you know, Liros etzon, so there are dots on the word S. Shelo hochu el Liros et atzvav. They are basically just going to take care of themselves, okay? That they're basically take care of themselves. Maybe they want to show the people of Shechem they're not afraid. They're not afraid of what you know. Notwithstanding what Shimon and Levi did, you know, like we're in charge. Maybe.
Any rabbi, there were no men left.
Oh, I'm sorry. One second, Mark. I apologize. Sorry, that was Rashi. Rashi says. They took care of their own self, and I'm sorry, Mark. Let me make this point. I read the Radak wrong. Rashi says that they just want to take care of themselves. That they want to go far away from, you know, so Yaakov wouldn't catch them. They just want to enjoy themselves, pursue their own interest. But the Radak says, he says here, chiku me'aviyam lahanos atzim lecho v'lishtos v'laskir tzodom b'shchem. They want to do what they can. With in Shechem, v'lo yireya me'anchi Shechem shehar go to Shev v'shelo ir v'yu bolchim b'kev v'achi aretz ha'yireya behem. They were like a big boss. They defeated this whole city. Like I say, Mark said there were no men left. Maybe right. There was. You know, this might have been a years later though. So, but what he's saying is that like they're showing we're not afraid of you. Kibol shasu ba'ise ha'yachita selokim al ha'ariv shesvil seyab ki orcho yimiv ha'yadavar kilo ha'yadishkach. Basically. God placed the fear of God. There was the fear of God placed on the cities around them because years passed and no one went after Yaakov's family, even though they wiped out the men of the city. So they weren't afraid, according to the Radak. They specifically went to Shechem to eat and drink, and they do what they wanted Shechem because they knew they could do what they weren't afraid, and maybe they even want to show they're not afraid of these people. So they're saying, yeah, we beat them up before. You know, we're going to show how strong we are. So that's sort of Radak, and Rashi doesn't go on that point. They came merely to take care of themselves. I'm sorry, Mark, you want to say there were no men left, right?
Yeah, that and also didn't they take all the rechush, the spoils from the town?
Right, so a number of years have passed.
On their wealth.
Right, so again, like I said, a number of years have passed. So again, you know, the situation may have changed a little bit, but okay. Right, now... Now the midrash, there's a midrash which says, or the Gemara actually, which says that Shechem is actually not just a great place, right? That Rechavam came to Shechem, and that's where they all coronated him. That's in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. And Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi Makom Mezuman LeParanas. This is a place where bad things happen. Bishchem Inu Adina. That's where Adina was raped. Right. Shechem Machru has Achav is Yosef. In Shechem, the brothers sold Yosef. In Shechem, Nechla Machlus Beis David. In Shechem, the kingdom of Beis David was split. So this is not.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if people could mute themselves again, it's very unclear.
Oh.
It's hard to listen if people could mute themselves.
Okay. Obviously, when you have what to say, then like you can unmute yourself. So basically, what the Gemara says. Is that Shechem, right? That this is a place for trouble. Shechem's immoral act with Dinah, the bloody response of Shimon and Levi, makes it a place of trouble and strife. Shechem is a place of murder and immorality. So the question is, why did the brothers go there? So again, Rav Meidan suggests that maybe the brothers, after conquering Shechem, are trying to further their own interests. And now we can understand why Yaakov is concerned. Let's think about this. Yaakov's children say, yeah, we want to take our sheep to graze. And then Yaakov's like, where are you going? Oh, we're going to Shechem. Like, why are you going so far away? No, we're going to Shechem. It's a good place to graze. And Yaakov's nervous about it. So he wants to make sure everything's okay. So he's probably nervous. Like, they're not afraid, but he's nervous for them. So he sends Yosef to make sure the brothers don't get into trouble. And in fact, you know, that's why, and so that, again, Yaakov is, if that, and in fact, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, this is a Hebrew translation of the Aramaic Targum, this Keser Yonasan, where he says, Vayira Shema Yavo Achivim, Vayakum al Inyan Asher Hiku Eschamor Veshchem Ves Yoshveir. So Yaakov is nervous that his brothers, that his children, all went to Shechem, because he's nervous that they're going to be killed by the people of Shechem because of what had happened. Shechem is where everything started. Shechem is a place where the brothers perpetuated violence, and it's a place where more violence will be perpetuated by the brothers trying to further their own interest, putting themselves in danger, and end up attacking Yosef. Okay?
Rabbi, how do you know they're in Shechem?
So at least that this is
Mark tells Yosef that they're in Dothan.
Right. So we'll get to Dothan. But I'm saying it so, even if they're not in Shechem, right? Even because they see him from far away. So we don't have to know their location. It's 100% right. The fact that the Torah identifies their location, at least where they're going, to Shechem. And it's interesting, they don't tell us at the end of the day where they were, which is a fascinating point. But the fact that the Torah identifies their location as Shechem, then the Torah, I think, is hinting to us that bad things are going to happen here. Whatever the facts are, the Torah connects their location with the city of Shechem, and that's why the Gemara says it's a makom mizuman leperanos. Okay, so finally, the final place is Dothan, right? The final place is Dothan, and there Yosef is right, and he sent them to the Valley of Chevron, and vayevo Shechema, right? Yosef goes to Shechem, and he reaches Shechem. Presumably the brothers aren't there, so presumably they're not there, Evan. Probably not there, but the association with Shechem, you know, Chazal pick up on this. Vayimtza'ehu, in other words, the point is like this. Because the brothers wanted to go to Shechem, it led to all these things. It was first what they did with the city of Shechem, and now they're trying to further their interest in Shechem, and they end up, because they go to Shechem, even if it didn't take place in Shechem, but they end up selling Yosef as a result of this whole story. We see how Shimon and Levi's actions, you know, one leads to the other. In any case, Yosef gets a Shechem. He finds a person. The person is wandering in the fields. The person asks, "What do you want?" And he says, "I'm searching for my brothers. Where are they?" They travel from here to because I heard them say, "Let's go to Dothan." And Yosef followed his brothers and found them in Dothan. So that's like interesting. Like all of a sudden, some guy in the middle pops up. So Rashi like thinks this has to be like a malach, literally. Rashi says, "Vayimsoi ish." This is a Gavriel. Why? Because the word ish, it says "Vayimsoihu ish." That's a term of art, and we find elsewhere in Tanakh that if it doesn't name who an ish is, we find that ish is Gavriel. Okay, so the question is what motivates Rashi to say that it was an angel? Even Ezra says no, it was Derech Pshat Echam over Derech. He saw a guy, right? So it seems Rashi seems to be saying that what Rashi takes the view that the Torah doesn't just say things. The Torah just point out, that there was a guy waiting for him. It seems like a very unimportant part of the story, right? Maybe you compare it to Hagar. You found an angel finds her there. The question is, why is Yosef wandering? Could be that Yosef, Yosef probably went to the field where his father had bought, and his brothers aren't there. Presumably, that's where the brothers are going, to their field. So Yosef goes, he's not there. So there's an angel placed in his path to direct him towards, his destiny. Now the Medrash,
Gabriel also destroys. He destroys stone.
Right.
Gabriel is like a malach of strength, so, things like that.
So that's going to lead to Yosef's, you know, punishment. But yeah, very good, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Why wasn't Yosef shepherding with his brothers?
I don't know the answer.
Like it?
I mean, yeah. He had his own thing. We already find that Yaakov gives him a different job. Well, he gives him a multicolored coat. He seems to be, I don't know if, you know, he may have a different role. He tells them before, I'm going to rule over you in the future, right? He has dreams he's going to rule over them. They probably don't like him that much.
He's also from the mother that was separated from the another. His mother was Rachel, and there was definitely a distinction between her and Leah's children.
Right, but there's also Bilhah's children and Zilpah's children. But the question in terms of their jobs, right? In terms of their jobs, so
wasn't he also young at this point?
Well, he was 17.
But Hashem didn't want him there because he wanted the brothers to be able to plot against them. If he would have been with them, he
wouldn't do this. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, the question is, right. So the question is, was it just this time that the brothers did this? Or was that right? In other words, was Yosef always shepherding with his brothers? At just this time, they want to go by themselves. And they knew that Yosef was always, I mean, again, if you think about it, let me finish. I'm sorry, what are you saying, Herbie? What do you want to say?
Part of a divine plan. Each stop was a part of a divine plan. Why they had to go to Shechem, Delson, Gavriel, right. Why he assumed Gavriel would know where the brothers were.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all part of, you know,
right. But at the same time, if at the beginning of the Parsha, what do we find? That Yosef told the Dibar Ra'a El Aviha. Yosef would tell his father when his brothers were doing bad things. So if the brothers were up to no good, you know, just going to Shechem to further their interests, they may not have wanted to go with Yosef, because then Yosef would then bring back that bad information to his father. In any case, Rashi, when he says, Nelcha Dosoina, when they said, let us go to Dosan, Rashi says, based on the Medrash, Levakesh Lecha Nichle Dosos, Bohem, that basically they said they are seeking out legalities, nichle dasos, with which to kill you. And they were saying, you know, the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah says, Bovin is shasa boas haklovim. Let's set the dogs out at him. In other words, they didn't want to kill Yosef with their own hands, but only indirectly. They want to seek out legal cover for selling Yosef. They want to try to find a way to escape responsibility for their act by means of some legal justification. So what you see here is that the Torah goes out of its way to mention the places and for, you know, it would seem okay, the Torah simply mentioning places. Some places that the Torah mentions, Torah didn't have to mention, so there's perhaps a deeper meaning. Some place, like Dotan, why is the Torah mentioning Dotan? What's the whole Dotan story? Who cares? Sometimes the Torah mentions Amech Hebron. What's the lotion of Amech? Sometimes the Torah says, and then the Torah points us out to the fact they're going really far to Shechem. So it seems that the Midrashic analysis adds a lot of color to the story, right? That in other words, the Midrashic analysis connects the first violent act of Shimon and Levi as the underlying basis for the brothers' behavior of trying to further their interests in Shechem, potentially putting themselves in danger, and trying to find ways of getting rid of Yosef in a legal manner.
He timed out.
What?
He timed out.
Oh, sorry.
He timed out.
Okay, I'll say it one more time. Are we good now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll say it again. So the Midrashic analysis adds a lot of color to the story. It connects the first act of Shimon and Levi as their underlying basis for the brothers' behavior of trying to further their interest in Shechem. They potentially place themselves in danger and trying to find ways of getting rid of Yosef in a legal manner. At the same time, as Herbie points out, we see the underlying Yad Hashem in foreshadowing this event. Emech Chevron Damaris Machpela, the man in Shechem, who tell him to go to Dosan. And we also see the importance of tefillah, you know, going to pray by Maris Machpelah, perhaps, whenever you're about to embark on a dangerous journey. So these statements, you know, by Chazal, they really add a lot of color to what happened in the story of Yosef, you know, before he was sold to his brothers. Okay, so that is our discussion this evening.